All right, so you're looking to start your food business, but you're thinking, I'm going to start shipping these products, Damien, across state lines. I've got my commercial kitchen. I've got my licensing. I know how to package the food, but I've got a question. I'm not familiar with how much does it cost to ship perishable foods? And can you even ship perishable foods through the USPS? Well, in this podcast, I'm going to give you specifics on how I've been shipping chocolate pretzels, cookies, bundt cakes, and everything else for the past 12 years, and what I've learned on how to do that, and what determines the price to ship perishable foods. So welcome to Marketing Food Online Podcast. My name is Damien Roberti. I am a food entrepreneur. I am an e-commerce entrepreneur with my wife. For the past 12 years, we created a food business, Snack and Candies, and we also started our YouTube channel and our podcast that you're hearing us on now that we created to help you understand all things food business related, and more specifically, how to get an e-commerce business up and running. But one of the biggest tricks to figure out how to become profitable in doing this is actually knowing how much does it cost to ship perishable foods. Perishable foods would be something such as like baked goods. It would be a bundt cake, something that has a very small window of expiry, and you want to make sure that that gets to a customer and a consumer as soon as possible. But you also want to ship it to where you're not breaking the bank or you're not actually breaking even, that you're still profitable. I'm going to go over the factors on how to determine that. So the first thing right off the bat, what are perishable foods? Perishable foods are items that can expire in a very short period of time. You need to get them, if you're baking them or making them, you need to get them to the customer as soon as possible. If you've got a product like spices or jarred pickles or canned this and canned that, obviously you have a much larger window. These specific particular items are something that can go bad very, very quickly, or the heat or even cold can be detrimental to the quality of the product when the customer gets it. So you want to get there obviously quick as possible. Now, Damien, does everything have to be like one day express, or do I have to ship it overnight because there's cookies? No, no, and no, and then no again. You don't. I would recommend if you're making something fresh that has a small window, like a baked good of any kind, or even chocolate pretzel rods or covered Oreos or whatever it is that you're doing, and it does have a small window, try to make it right before you ship it, number one. Now, I'll get into the cost of this in just a second. But really quick tip, you want to make it. You don't want to make it, have it set for 2 or 3 or 4 or 5 days and then try to ship it and go. Make it the day that you kind of ship it. I would bake it early in the morning and get it to the post office or UPS or FedEx, whoever it is, as soon as you can within the same day, within that same 24-hour period, and then you'll be good to go. Okay, now how much does it cost? Now, there's several factors to come into play. Number one, the size of the box that you're shipping it in, not the size of the box that your product is in. Okay, you have a product packaging. The size that you're eventually going to put it into a box, the size is very big part of the pricing. Know this, that anything over 12 inches in any part of the diameter of the box itself, anything over 12 inches are going to cost way more money. Try to box your product in 12 inches or less. Up to 12 inches, okay? That's one way. You need to also understand that the amount of packing you have around it and the amount of ice packs, if you're going to use ice packs for some apparent reason, remember that that weight is going to contribute to the increase in the cost to ship your perishable food. So if you've got something perishable but it has to maintain a certain temperature for whatever reason, those ice packs and what you have in there is going to be a big part of the weight. So you need to experiment. You need to experiment. You need to ship a product with a certain ice pack weight. Ice packs come in different ounces and different sizes. That's two different things. Ice packs come in different sizes and shapes, and then they come in weight, okay? So you need to figure out what is the least amount of ice that you can get away with using ice packs to make sure that the product arrives. Now, we're not talking about frozen food. That's not going to be part of this podcast. Frozen food is a totally different thing. They don't use ice packs, you use dry ice. It's a whole nother thing. So you want to figure out what's the best size ice pack. Experiment. Send some, if you live in California, send it to a friend in the East Coast and ship it and then see how it comes, how it gets delivered. So the weight of the packaging, the size of the box, now the destination, obviously, where you're shipping it to as opposed to where it's shipping from, that's going to have a big impact as well. Now, there's a few things to understand about the USPS boxes. They have regional A and regional B boxes. These are not flat rate boxes. Flat rate comes small, medium, and large. We all know that. A lot of people don't know that you could ship perishable foods in flat rate, the regional A and regional B. These are two different types of boxes, and they're priced based on region and weight. Okay? But if I'm not mistaken, these are actually up to 25 pounds, 20 or 25 pounds for these boxes. Flat rate goes up to 70 pounds. You got me? You hear the difference? So if you have a small box of candies or cookies that you can go in a regional A box, it's going to cost you a lot less. So here's an example. I can give you an example because I ship so many products. We are on the East Coast. We're in Atlanta. So if I ship something to California and I use a regional A box, I can ship a 2 pounds for about $8.75 all the way to California. If I use a flat rate and goes into a medium, it's like around $14, $15. Now, if I go based upon the weight and I don't use any of those boxes, I use my own box, it could be around 11 or 12 or even 13. Okay? So I can't give you an exact price point, obviously, based on your item because I don't know the weight of your product and I don't know how big the box is. I don't know where its destination. But these are factors, these that I'm speaking about, these are the ones that are going to come into play to show you how much does it cost to ship perishable foods. So there's a big window of potential price points. But a few ways to understand how to make the best of it is to tap into the regional A boxes, regional B, try to use the smallest possible box below 12 inches, and then use minimum amount if you have to. Now, during the wintertime or fall, you might be able to actually get away with shipping cookies or chocolate pretzels or chocolate items or anything of that sort inside of a box and not have to put any ice packs at all, okay? Because normally I stop putting ice in our chocolate pretzels around September, October. So you want to keep in mind how much ice packs, if you have to have them, do you need? Experiment with them, number one. Number two, how big is the box that you're shipping it in? Not the box itself, but the shipping box. Keep it below 12 inches, no matter what. Try to keep it below. Number three, try to utilize regional A, regional B boxes for the USPS. That's going to cut down dramatically on your pricing, okay? So these are the things that you can keep in mind on figuring out your pricing. It's very important because obviously if you're starting to do this as a business, you're on e-commerce, you need to figure out how much does it really cost to ship perishable foods. Am I going to pass that cost on to my customers and charge them shipping? If you give them free shipping, how much of that are you going to eat in your profit? Okay. Now, the second question was, you know, can you ship perishable foods through USPS? Yes, most certainly you can. The FedEx, UPS, and USPS. Now, with that being said, you need to understand there's a disclaimer on the USPS website that says sent at the mailer's own risk. That means basically you are taking the liability in your own hands. Obviously, if you've got something that's perishable or could damage or, you know, expire, you're taking that on yourself. So basically make your product, or if you've got a product that you're buying and reselling, you know, potato chips or snacks or whatever, peanuts, whatever it may be that you're doing, just make sure that expiration date for that product is not like within a couple day window, obviously, because it's going to take a couple days to get there. Do you really need to use Express? Absolutely not. If a customer requests it and they want to pay for that, that's totally different. Yes, go ahead and do it. So check into those and then find out for sure. But yes, you can ship through USPS and FedEx and UPS. Keep in mind too, I've had this experience because we've shipped on average of about 30 to 35,000 packages just on our Amazon store a year. They cannot guarantee a delivery time window, nor can they guarantee that it's not gonna get broken or damaged. I've had hundreds of boxes get damaged during transit, hundreds of boxes, orders that are not getting delivered on time that I've had to refund. Nobody can guarantee anything. Just if they tell you they can, it's baloney. I've been doing this for a long time. I can tell you they can. So do your best to package it properly. Take my advice. Look at these different parameters and make sure that all of those things are. Now, obviously, if you have something that's over 12 inches and you can't ship it within a small box, well, then you're going to have a much more higher increase in your shipping costs. But try to, if you've got a product on a regular basis and it's the same size, try to use a box smaller than 12 inches. It's going to be a dramatic decrease in your shipping costs. So that is to answer the question. Thank you guys so much for asking about that. How much does it cost to ship perishable foods? These are some great tips and pointers. I hope they help you out. And I'll see you guys on our next video.